Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and I have two special guests today. On my right is...
Brandon Brim, your grandson.
Yep. And on my left is...
Hi, I'm Destiny Raina Brim. I am Brandon's wife.
Brandon's new wife. How long have you been married?
A month and 2 weeks.
Yes, a month and 2 weeks.
6 weeks, bless the Lord. And they came back today to share with the worldwide prayers. We have worldwide prayer every Wednesday, streamed live, 12 noon Central Time. You may be listening live on one of our radio broadcasts, or you might be online. And if you, either way, you can go back to the archives of July 10, and you can see Brandon, and you can see Destiny, and you can see how they shared their life, their new life together in California, and you can see what happened at the end. What happened at the end I thought was so precious, because the Lord reminded us about His bride, about Himself and His bride, and how every Christian marriage is supposed to, it's the divine plan and the divine purpose that that would manifest Christ and His bride. Now, the Bible starts with a wedding in the garden, the man and the woman, performed by God. Jesus' first miracle was at a wedding in Cana, or Cana, we say. And the end of this church age, before we go into the next one, is going to end for the church with the marriage supper of the Lamb, the church, and of course, the body of Christ, the Lord, and His bride. It's very, very important to everything. And as we ended today, the Lord brought our attention to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Christ, and that's the anointed one, the Messiah, also loved the ecclesia, the assembly, which is His body. It's translated church, but really, I'm going to ecclesia. I'm going to give you the Greek on it. Ecclesia. Ek is the Greek word for out of. Out of, lesia. And it's literal. This is the American Heritage Dictionary. It is the political assembly of citizens of an ancient Greek state. The same thing in another Random House, Kernerman Webster's College Dictionary, ecclesia, an assembly, especially the popular assembly of ancient Athens. Now, of course, you know the New Testament is written in Greek. And I talked to Rick Renner about this, and he said the picture in those days was they took one out of this town, city-state, one out of this town, one out of this town, and they brought them together to make a governing assembly. If you know of the denomination of the Assemblies of God, that's why they call themselves assembly, because they know about this word, ecclesia. And they know that's what it means. Now, describing us, Revelation 5:9 says, as the church sang in heaven, they sang a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. That is a picture of the ecclesia, the assembly that is the body of Christ. Now, we had a word of the Lord that came at the end of our meeting today, and it spoke of how we came out of His side. Actually, in the book of Genesis, that word that says that He was taken out, she was taken out of His side, it's T-S-E-L-A, and it's Selah, and it is side. It's not rib. There's another word for rib, but somehow it got translated that way, so it just goes on down, on down, on down. But actually, she was one side of Him, answering exactly unto Him. And we are one side of the Lord. He is our head. He is our body. And so it says in Ephesians 5, and I think I'll start with this verse because the Lord, oh, I wish you would go on and watch online what came at the end, the word of the Lord that came to the end as we prayed for the body of Christ and we prayed for the marriages in the body of Christ. Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the, I'm going to say, because it's ecclesia and it means his body and it means his bride, I'm going to say bride. Husbands, love your wives, even as the Anointed One also loved his bride and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious bride, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church, or the Anointed One and his bride. Now, you've both experienced that, and I started off by saying today in our meeting, at every wedding I speak, I'm usually asked to say a few words, sometimes in my own family's weddings, and I always tell them what Brother Hagin told me, that every married couple, if they will read the love chapter every day, because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, your spirit, by the Holy Ghost, and if you will read 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 in the Amplified Bible every day and call up that love out of your heart, and you will move in that all day long toward each other, then you will have a wonderful marriage and you will have great power, because the Bible says one of the most powerful prayers is the prayer of agreement between two people walking in love and faith. So I said at your wedding, because I really believed it, I sometimes think, I don't know if they're going to do this. But when I saw you, because I know your backgrounds, mm-hmm. I thought, they'll do it. They're going to test this. Now, you already shared this morning, and you're going to share some more.
Right.
I mean, you didn't have a job when you went out there.
No.
You had to depend upon God.
Right.
You had to depend upon him to take care of you, to send you money.
Yeah.
And you did that.
I did.
You've worked hard. Mm-hmm. But your faith has to work. And if you start to fight with each other, mm-hmm. your faith won't work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I want to know a little bit of your background. Destiny, I want to go to you first. Now, your father, Rick Reyna,
yes.
who made the movies that Brother Copeland has been starring in, The Rally, and now The Rally 2, which will soon open. And it's going to feature Brother Copeland. It's going to have Julie Roberts' brother, Eric, in mm-hmm. it. And what was the lady's name? She's
Sophia Luke. She's the wife of Derek Luke.
Okay. And so if you moviegoers will know who that is.
Yeah.
And you are the granddaughter of Brother Copeland in the movie.
Yes.
I think Brandon has a fast appearance in something.
He does.
Yeah,
really
but
his blonde hair just stands out a little bit. But I want you to tell me, your dad told me about your life mm-hmm. and how you were dedicated to the Lord and how you approached the right mate. When mm-hmm. did this start in you?
Well, my family, they've been in ministry their whole lives, so I grew up in ministry, and I always knew that we were different. My dad raised us a certain way. We didn't do a lot of things that the world does. And even in school, I had friends that would date, a whole bunch of girls I would date and stuff. I knew that I wasn't supposed to.
Public school?
Yes, public school.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the message, don't date until you find the right one. So I believed that, and I stuck to that, because in high school, I was a cheerleader, so I was around girls who were dating. But I knew that I wasn't going to waste my time on just random guys. I only wanted the one the Lord had for me. So I stuck to that, and the Lord honored me with Brandon, and I'm so thankful for that.
Did you, was it hard?
It was. There were times where there were cute boys who liked me and stuff, but I knew it wasn't.
She's beautiful, by the way. You need to go online and see her.
But I knew it wasn't right. So in my heart, I was graced to not date. So when Brandon came, I knew it was something different. I felt a peace, so I knew that Brandon was someone special.
So how did you know that? I know that 1 year ago at mm-hmm. the Southwest Believers
yes.
Convention, You were at the pool,
yes.
Right? And Brandon, we'll let him tell his side of this mm-hmm. in a minute, but he was at a place where he was having no more relationships. Mm-hmm. He was right. not going to go looking for any girls. Mm-hmm. And what did you say to the Lord? Because you...
I was about a few days before, or it was about during Southwest, I saw Destiny, and I was just completely dedicated to the Lord. And I told the Lord, I don't want to talk to any girls. Just you and I, I'm so glad I have you. And I heard the Lord speak to my heart, you're going to be talking to a girl soon. And I said, Lord, I don't want to. But he said, it's going to be different. She's going to help you in your relationship and fellowship with me. And it has. And I saw her at the pool, and I wanted to talk to her, but I just didn't have a peace about it. And I told the Lord, I said, you're going to have to make her talk to me. I'm not making it happen. And I felt at peace. You know, I didn't feel like, oh, I shouldn't say that. I felt at peace about it. And I wanted to talk to Destiny at the pool, but I didn't. I knew I wasn't supposed to. And about a month later, she just sent me a message, hey, and we just started talking.
So whatever got into you to do that? Mm-hmm. Because that's not your way.
No, it's not. The Lord put on my heart to find him actually on Twitter. So I was searching for him, and it took me a couple days.
So when did this start? At the pool or where?
It started at the pool. I thought he was cute, but I just didn't want to do anything. But a month later, I found out he was coming to California with you, and the Lord put on my heart to follow him. I didn't want to, because I didn't want it to just be me. So I followed him. He followed me back. And then like 2 weeks later, he was coming to California, and the Lord really put on my heart to message him. But I put it away. I was like, no, I don't want to. But I knew I was supposed to. So when I did, he wrote me back. And then we hung out a couple days later. So it just worked out.
And the truth mm-hmm. to be told, I on the Twitter, I kept putting messages. I'm in California. I'm going to California. I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. So it was always before her eyes. I was hoping she would see it.
Let's hear this. Did the Lord speak to your spirit about each other?
Yes.
100%.
So you knew. What'd you know from the beginning?
I knew, because when she contacted me, I asked her, what made you contact me? And she said, the Lord told me to. Mm-hmm.
Did he?
Yes.
How did he do it?
He just told me my spirit, and I knew, and I talked to my mom and my sister about it, and they're like, you should do it. And I did. When I did, I felt the peace. So I knew it was the Lord.
How old are you, Destiny?
I'm 22.
And you, Brandon?
24.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. So we're going to be back here tomorrow because what came up as we prayed today in church in Prayer Mountain was our own dear body of Christ and the marriages in it. Mm-hmm. So perhaps you want to tell someone, maybe a young person, maybe an older person who's believing for God's plan for their life and a mate in it or God's will. And so we invite you to be back with us tomorrow. And also you can go online, billybrim.org, billyebrim.org. And you can watch July 10, the prayer meeting. And there you'll see Brandon and Destiny giving some of their story, but probably not in as much. It was very anointed and it was very, very good. But today and this week, we're going to have something in some detailed questions that we're going to ask them. See you tomorrow. Shalom.